shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
False witness
against thy neighbor.
Got it.
What?
That's not clear.
Well, supposing if, the power of delegation, your chosen leaders should maybe create a state attorney's office. Does the state have to investigate the allegations before filing charges?
Duh!
And a demand for speedy trial can be made in any form, so long as it is obvious and clear?
Yes, yes. Must I write the darn commentary, too? Jeez, if I hear one more moronic question, I swear I'm going to create global warming, melt a few glaciers, flood the earth, and kill every living thing. Now write down the final commandment. Thou shalt not piss off thy creator.
Piss off thy creator? God did cause a worldwide flood, and against his better judgment, allowed humans to repopulate the earth. For thousands of years, thanks to inbreeding and television, humans became increasingly criminal and moronic. And through the power of delegation, the chosen leaders in fact did create a state's attorney's office in the judicial twilight zone.
You arrest him, we charge him. No claim too frivolous. Field attorney Nad Wussfinger.
It is a matter of utmost privacy. Can the third judicial Reich trust you, Fräulein Oysterstein?
My last name is Oysterstein. How can you doubt my loyalty with the code name of Clam Up Salmonella?
Good, clammy Fräulein. With real property taxes down, the third judicial Reich is facing budget cutbacks. And thanks to Nifong exposing our trial tactics, we must keep a low profile. In cases having political origins, you are ordered to immediately null pros.
What?
Drop the charges, you dumb cough.
He really is a wuss.
Hi, my dear clammy oyster cheeks.
Howard, my beloved soon-to-be ex-husband, how many times have I told you not to call me at the office?
Oi, but Salmonella, I'm infected with your love. The fever, dehydration, diarrhea, please, don't run out on me and our son.
Listen, Howie, for the last time, we're getting a divorce. Either leave me alone, or I'll kick your ass all the way to the courthouse. Jeez, time's a-wastin', and I have yet to begin filing charges on people today.
You filed a verbal assault charge yet?
Who is this?
Blogger Bob.
The guy who's been emailing the press and judges about a case not made public?
I gotta go. We're registered with the state.
That's a coincidence. The so-called victim is a...
I cannot confirm or deny that their blogger Bob is in my back pocket, but the city councilman demands that you file the verbal or assault charges now.
Against who? I've got that file somewhere.
Clammy Ma!
What is it, Junior? Mommy's very busy trying to make life a living hell for people.
I can't find my toy soldier with kung fu grip.
Listen, Junior, either you clean up your toy chest or when Mommy gets home, I'm gonna kick your Junior ass. Do you understand me, young man?
Hi, I'm not per se with a police department or union or anything.
Unit respond to accident at Malabar and Minton.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Usually we wait for the green light to serve a stack of warrants, you know. A certain officer, I mean officers, with explorers are twiddling their thumbs with nothing to do.
147,
yeah, hypothetically, if you've written, say, an information charging, a politician's campaign manager with verbal assault, then maybe I could send a explorer to pick it up for service.
Is this Chief... I'm trying to, Herr Wussfinger, but I keep getting interrupted by callers who sound like a blogger, a city councilman, and a police chief.
Done it. I told them to call my line. I mean, just a coincidence, Fräulein Clemmy. You just do what I say or I'll send you to the state attorney's office on the Eastern Front.
Oy vey, it's 5:00. My Mahjong game is waiting. I better hurry up and finish this last case. Good thing that I don't actually have to investigate anything before filing charges. I can simply rely on the oath of a material witness. A city council meeting with a hot issue of immigration. Some guy was minding his own business while sitting on a bench. Then a lobbyist, arguably a government employee, came up and got in the face of the guy. The guy said he'll kick the ass of the lobbyist if he didn't leave that guy alone. As it turned out, the guy sat down and nothing happened. Well, we can't have that. Imagine some guy expressing his opinion in opposition to a lobbyist, a.k.a. government employee? Really? If we have some guy standing up for his rights in public, then what's next? The guy will be demanding his right to a speedy trial. Oy vey!
God, in his infinite wisdom, provided 10 commandments with a commentary on the judicial system. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. That includes requiring the state to conduct a full investigation and interview all witnesses before filing charges. Imagine a situation in which you are forced to verbally defend yourself with no harm to anyone. Then the state files a frivolous charge of verbal assault against you in the Judicial Twilight Zone.